Today's daf is Brachas daf Yud Dalet. We are 18 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Tanu Rabbanon Shma Yisrael. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zora Aliza. Zok Tigmar. Tanu Rabbanon Shma Yisrael Hashem Eleikeinu Hashem Echad Zu Kriya Shema Shal Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. That was the Kriya Shema of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Rebbe, the author of the Mishnah, the Gadol Hadar, when he would say Kriya Shema, he didn't say all three parashiyos. Rather, he would say the one pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Amalei Rav, the Rav Chiyo, Rav once told Rav Chiyo, Lechazino le the Rebbe, the Mekabel Olam, Malcha Shemayim. Rav and Rav Chiyo were both Talmidim of Rebbe. And one Talmud said to the other Talmud, Rav told Rav Chiyo, Hayitachin, Rebbe, he doesn't say Shema. Rashi says he would start giving shir in the morning before the Zman Kriya Shema, and he would continue to say shir until after the Zman Kriya Shema. So Rav told Rav Chiyah, when exactly does Rabbi say Shema? Amaleis, Rav Chiyah told Rav, Bar Pachsi, literally, son of a chash of a people, B'shashim Abi Yadav Alpanov, where Rebbe puts his hand on his face, while we're learning, Mekabel Olav Ol Malchus Shemayim. At that time, he's being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. He's saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which the Braisa said, Zu Kriya Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. He says the Gemara, Chayze V'Goymra or Einai Chayze V'Goymra. So that's clear that during this man Kriya Shema, the only part of Kriya Shema that Rebbe would say was the one pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But the Gemara says that Rebbe, after this man Kriya Shema, at the very least, can complete the Kriya Shema or not? Bar Kappar Amar Inu Chayz V'Goymer. Bar Kappar said he didn't. Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe Yomer. Reb Shimon, who was Rebbe's son, said Chayz V'Goymer. Amar Bar Kappar the Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe. Bar Kappar told Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe. Bishlami the Didi. Damina Inu Chayz V'Goymer. Bishlami, according to what I think, that Rebbe didn't complete it. Haynu Demahad the Rebbe. Ashmaito the Ispa Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we could understand why Rebbe had a minute that every morning when he was saying Shir, he would always try to mention something about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because just like there's a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema, there's also a mitzvah, the mantisker is Yom Tzeischo Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yomeichayecha. Everybody agrees during the day there's a mitzvah to say Yitzias Mitzrayim. That has nothing to do with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah being Kiven Shevim Shana. That also has nothing to do with the Machloikas ben Zoyim and the Chachamim that the Mishnah mentioned on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. So Rebbe would mention Yitzias Mitzrayim because he wasn't going to complete the Kriya Shema, so he has to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim that we're usually Mekayim when we say Kriya Shema. But he said, according to you, that you hold that Rebbe would complete the Kriya Shema, lomalei lahadure. So why then was it necessary for him to say a vart that related to Yitzias Mitzrayim to be Mekayim the mitzvah? He was going to say Kriya Shema over anyways, and at that point he'd be Mekayim the mitzvah. So he told him, Ekate Lahaski Yitzias Mitzrayim Bizmana. No, just like there's an idea to say Kriya Shema Bizman, there's also an idea to be Masker Yitzias Mitzrayim Bizman, and it's for that reason Rebbe would do it. The Shagis Aryeh, this Gemara, it's in Simen Yud, is Matmiya. He says Yitzias Mitzrayim Bizmana. Kriya Shema has a zman. B'shach b'cha uvkumecha. A bunch of shittas in the beginning of Masechtas Brachos is what exactly the zman shchiva is and what exactly the zman kima is. Yitzias Mitzrayim is a regular mitzvah. You have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. You have to remember during the day. According to some shittas, you have to remember at night as well. So what's the definition of day? Whatever the definition of day always is. From Alois HaShachar, maybe Netzachama, until Shkia, maybe Tzeisak Eichavim, it's a Mishnah Masechtas Megillah, Dav Chav. That's something that permeates the entirety of Torah. You have to know what the definition of day is. You have to know what the definition of night is. But why is the mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every day meshubit to this man Kriya Shema? So the Shagas Aryeh says that you have to say, really it's not. Me'ikur adin, it's not, but apparently there's some hidur to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim within this man Kriya Shema. The Haraya, the Chachamim instituted that we should say the parasha of Vayomer is part of Kriya Shema. Why? Really has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Soil Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalah Soil Mitzvahs. We just throw in the parasha of Tzitzis for several reasons, but primarily because of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So once the Chachamim were mesakin it that way, there seems to be, Shagazari doesn't say a svara, but there seems to be some hidur to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at the same time of Kriya Shema, and that's why Rebbe, says the Gemara, would always mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in the morning, even though he was going to repeat Kriya Shema, which means he'd anyways have an opportunity to be Mekayim, the mitzvah de'iraisa of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, even bizmana, because this man is the entire day, but to be Mekayim, the hidur of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim, together with Kriyashma, Bizman Kriyashma, Rebbe made it his business that every time he learned in the morning, there was some reference of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Amar Rav Eila Bereder Rav Shmuel Bar Marta, Mishmei Derav, Amar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, V'nen Espachino. If somebody said the first person pasuk of Kriyashma, and then he fell asleep, Yatza, he's Yatza, Rav Yudan Nasi, that was all he said. So clearly, at the very least, Bidi Eved, that's fine. Amar Rav Nachman, Doru Avdi, Rav Nachman told his Eved, his slave, Doru, B'psuka Kama Tzaron, make sure I'm up while I say the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. Meaning, if you see me falling asleep, you see me being misnamnim, quote unquote, make sure that I'm awake. Tvei loy tetzarim. But after I say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, if I start drimling, let me sleep. Meaning, it's not so important. You don't have to be mitzayir me, is what he said. Only Rav Yosef, bring the Rabba, avuchei habo avid. So Rav Yosef asked Rav Yosef, the son of Rabba. So Rabba and Rav Yosef and Shas are like Abaye and Rava, and Ramei and Rav Yehuda, and Rav Eliezer and Rav Yeshua. So it's interesting, Rav Yosef didn't know how Rabbi said Kriya Shema. So he asked Rabbi's son, Rabbi Yosef, he says, tell me, your father, how did he say Kriya Shema? He said, the first pasuk, he was mitzayir himself sometimes to stay awake. But after that, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, praktin, if somebody's lying down on his back, lo yikra Kriya Shema. He shouldn't say Kriya Shema. And Rashi says, the reason is because it's derech srora v'gaiva. Kriya Shema is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that Hashem is everything and I'm nothing. So you're going to say Kriya Shema b'derech gaiva? It doesn't make sense. So Rav Yosef said, a prakton, someone who's lying on his back, shouldn't say Kriya Shema. Freik tikamar, mikru hudulei likri ha mikdash apadami. Is it only not okay to say Kriya Shema when you're in a state of prakton? But if you want to lie and read something or just lie in bed, prakton, is that okay? For Rav Yishua ben Levi, lie to mandagoni after arkid. Rav Yishua ben Levi cursed someone that lies that way. So the Gemara says, Amri, you're right. Mikno ki matzli. There's a difference between Rabbi Shua ben Levi's halacha and Rabbi Yosef's halacha. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was layit amanda goni aparkit. However, Rabbi Shua ben Levi was okay if a person's on his side. So as long as you're bending a little bit to the side, that's going to be okay. Mikra, but when it comes to Krishma, I feel the matzli nami also. Even if you're going to be on your side a little bit, that's not going to be okay. Freit Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan matzli v'kari. The great Rabbi Yochanan used to say Krishma lying a little bit on his side. So it would seem like that's not included in the halacha of prakten. Mara says, Shani Rabbi Yochanan the Balbasa Hava. Rabbi Yochanan was a Balbasar, and physically it was difficult for him not to lie that way, and that's why he was an exception to the rule. But for a person that's not a Balbasar, it really wouldn't be okay. So Rabbi Yosef said a prakten shouldn't say Kriya Shema. Why? Rashi says, because it's derech sroru begaiva. Then the Gemara said, Rabbi Shua ben Levi was layit amandagoni aparkit, even if you're not saying Kriya Shema. Said the Gemara, then what's unique about this halacha prakten yikra Kriya Shema, if you're never allowed to lie on your back? So the Gemara says, no, the difference is if you're tilted a little bit on the side. So what would be the reason not to lie if it's not b'shas Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema, that's related to derech sroru begaiva. You be mekabel ol malchus shemayim, and a gaiva dig away. It's an oxymoron. It's a tarti desasri. It doesn't make sense. But what would be the reason just to simply lie your back? So Rashi says it's a completely different reason. It's shema yiskasha evaroi b'toich shnasai v'nira l'rabin v'hu derech kinai. So it's more related to a derech kinai because of kishu ha'ever. It has nothing to do with gaiv and srara, and that's why you have this nuance if you're on the side. So even if this kishu ha'ever, it won't be derech kinai. As opposed to, as it relates to Kriya Shema, even on the side, it's still a derech srara of a gaiva, like a derech ha'seba. It's still gaiva. And to say Kriya Shema that way is something that's not going to be okay. So the Gemara began with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which was Kriya Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. And then the Gemara says that Rav and Rav Chiya were once having a conversation. It seems like Rav Chiya, Bar Kapor, Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, these were all the great Talmidim of Rebbe. No one really knew exactly how Rebbe said Kriya Shema. It's interesting. So no one knew. I mean, when did he say Kriya Shema? Apparently, he only said one pasuk, and he used to then complete the Kriya Shema after the shir, or maybe he didn't. There was a lot of confusion about Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's Kriya Shema. But one thing the Gemara did say is that he would say Kriya Shema while he was learning. So, in the middle of learning, Rabbi would put his hand on his face, and he would say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Clearly, this Gemara is the makar to the Minig Yisrael, which is that when we say Kriya Shema, we put our right hand, the rechta hand, you put it on your face, you cover your eyes, and you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Truth is, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchas Kriya Shema, Simin Samach Aleph, Sivkan Hei, it's one line. Noyagin Litein Yedehem Al Pineyem. The lashon of Shulchan Aruch is the minhag is to take both your hands and put them on your face. Bekriyas pasuk rishon, and the reason is kidei shelo yistakel b'davar achar shemoynoi milachaven. So it's not hibijibi. It's not al derech hakabbalah. Although I saw in the Piskei Tshuvas he does bring kabbalah related to this. But the pashut pshat is what the Shulchan Aruch says. It's simply shelo yistakel b'davar achar shemoynoi milachaven, meaning covering your eyes. The shas kriyas mas the mashal. The nimshal is to have kavanah. It's just the medium. It's a hechitimtza that you shouldn't be looking around because that's going to distract you. But really, the idea is to have kavanah. Now, even though the Shulchan Aruch says that the minhag is to put both hands, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ratzaloyma, quoting the Taz, Yad Yamin. The minhag is not to put both hands. The minhag is one hand. Which hand? The rechta hand. That's what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Now, why only the first pasuk? So this is the mechaber l'shitasa, because the mechaber, as we spoke of yesterday, says in the end of Siman Samuch that even though the katchila you're supposed to have kavanah by the entire kriyishma, however, kavanah is only ma'akev by the first pasuk. So being that kavanah is only ma'akev, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it was a whole discussion in the Gemara on the top of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. But we paskin that it's only ma'akev in the first pasuk. So if it's only ma'akev in the first pasuk, we go out of our way to come up with good strategy how to make sure we have kavanah. So you cover your face, your eyes, with your right hand. That's a school of a kavanah. Either way, this Gemara is the makar as it relates to the reason. It's based on the previous sugya, the mitzvah and the chiyuv and the ikuv. It's ma'akiv to have kavanah by the first pasuk of Kriyas Shema. So the Mishnah discussed, is one allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyas Shema, or is he not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyas Shema? So he's in the middle saying Kriyas Shema, and then you meet somebody you know, could you tell him Shalom Aleichem? Or if he tells you Shalom Aleichem, could you say Aleichem Shalom? Or what if it's someone that's a person that you're obligated to respect? You meet your father, your Rebbe, your mother. What if it's someone that you even have to have yira for? Maybe you're physically afraid of him, or in halacha, you have to have yira. Also a father, a Rebbe, a melech. Soim tasim alecha melech, shehi tehi a masay alecha. So the question is, are you allowed to be mafsik, or are you not allowed to be mafsik? And the Mishnah mentioned that it's a machlokes remain Rabbi Yehuda. So just to read the Mishnah again, because it segues into the next part of the daf. The Mishnah said, beprakim, if you're in between paragraphs, shoyol mipnei akavid umeshiv, which we explain, which is what the Gemara is going to say, you could say Shalom Aleichem mipnei hakavoy, and you could say Aleichem Shalom mipnei hakavoy. Ube'emtza, if you're in the middle of a paragraph, Shalom mipnei hayira, so be'emtza is mochamer. So mipnei hakavoy, you can't be Shalom, you can't be Meshiv, but you could be Shalom mipnei hayira, u'meshiv, you could be Meshiv nei hayira as well. Rabbi Yehuda said that there's a kula, it's more lenient to be meshiv than it is to be shoyl. For that reason, be'emtza shoyl mipnei hayira u'meshiv even mipnei hakavod. U'beprakim shoyl mipnei hakavod, and then a very big chiddush, u'meshiv shalom l'chol adam, says the Gemara. U'beprakim shoyl v'chulo, meshiv machmasma. So the first sheet in the Mishnah was Remeir. Remeir said shoyl mipnei hakavod, and then he just said u'meshiv. U'be'emtza shoyl mipnei hayira, and he just said u'meshiv. So again, we translated u'meshiv as having the same halacha as shoyl. But the Gemara is going to work it through in real time. Says the Gemara, Meshav machmas ma'ilei mipnei hakavod. Did Remeir mean shoyo mipnei hakavod u'meshiv mipnei hakavod when you're being abrokim? Hashta mishol shol adurim mibayi. Once Remeir said that you could be shoyo mipnei hakavod, then naturally you could be meshiv mipnei hakavod as well. Ela shoyo mipnei hakavod u'meshiv shol l'chaladim. Maybe what he meant was you could be shoyo mipnei hakavod and meshiv downgrade. Even l'chal adam, ema seif, but then let's look at the seif. U'be'emtza, shoyom b'pnei ha'yira, u'meshev. Same lashon, shoyom b'pnei ha'yira, and he doesn't explain, Remeir, what meshev is. Meshev machmas ma'ilei b'pnei ha'yira. Doesn't mean b'pnei ha'yira. Hashta mishol shol, adur mibayi, the same question. If he can be shoyom b'pnei ha'yira, then l'churi, you can be meshev b'pnei ha'yira. Ela b'pnei ha'kovi. So what does meshev maybe mean? B'pnei ha'kovi. Hayna de Rabbi Yehuda. The problem is, if meshev means one madrega less, so Bein aprakim shoyom b'pnei hakavod u'meshiv shalom l'chaladim. U'be'emtza shoyom b'pnei hayira u'meshiv b'nei hakavod. At the end of the day, just do the math. It's going to come out of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is the same sheet. It's not Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Be'emtza shoyom b'pnei hayira u'meshiv b'nei hakavod. U'be'prakim shoyom b'nei hakavod u'meshiv shalom l'chaladim. It's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah. So that can't be Pshana Rab Meir. So what is Pshana Rab Meir? Says the Gemara, Chsurei Mechzra v'hachik tani. Where a Meir sheet is as follows. Just add a few words and then everything will be fine. Be'prakim shoyom b'pnei hakavod ve'in tzorich loymar shehu meshiv. Meaning, what we're adding is the words, the ain't tzarech loymar. So very often when you have a chesurei mechzer v'hachitani, meaning when the Gemara does reconstructive surgery to a Mishnah or a Braisa, usually we're adding a punchline, we're adding halacha. We're not adding any substance here. All we're adding is the words, the ain't tzarech loymar. The halacha is what we thought it was originally. Shoyel b'nei akavod, umeshim b'nei akavod. Shoyel b'nei ayira, umeshim b'nei ayira. What was the kasha? It's pashit. Just add the words that the Tana, the Mishnah, knows it's pashit. They ain't tzarech leiva. Oh, you know it's pashit? Then everything is fine. The Tana does that sometimes. Sometimes the Tana will say things that are pashit, but with the disclaimer, they ain't tzarech leiva, meaning I know it's pashit. Why then did the Tana include it? So that's a conversation for another day. But the point is that that's the chesure mechzor. We're not adding substance. Just those words, they ain't tzarech leiva, that answers the kashub chita. And like this, we have a very simple machloikis. Again, chesure mechzor v'achik tani, b'prakim, shayom ne'a kovid, they ain't tzarech leiva, shehu meshith, mipnei hakovid. Right? Ube emsa shayom b'nei ayira. They ain't tzarich loymesh umeish divir amei. Reb Yudamir Yudas at emsa shayom b'nei ayira umeish b'nei akavim. Ube prakim shayom b'nei akavim umeish of shalom v'cholot. Tayin ami hachi yom afurish abraisa that says again. The Mishnah didn't say it clearly. It wasn't clear what Reb Meir meant when he said meishiv. We had a chesure mechzra, but the braisa is clear. Akira shema upaga by rabbi oy gadol he menu. The prakim, if you're in between paragraphs, shayom b'nei akavim the ain't tzarich loymar shehu meishiv. So this is a braisa that says explicitly what we incorporated in our Mishnah via the chasurei mechzer. Yehuda oimer be'emtza shayom b'nei ayira umeshiv b'nei hakavod ubeprakim shayom b'nei hakavod umeshiv shalom l'chol adam. So this is a very big discussion in the Rishonim in terms of how to understand this Mishnah and this braisa and this machloikis between Rami and Rabbi Yehuda. But just one interesting thing, and that is that Tosfos says, a halacha l'maisa, do we paskin like Rami Meir or do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? So in the Gemara itself, it's not clear. But we know from Klolei Ashas that whenever there's a machloikis between Rami Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara doesn't say clearly who the halach is like. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That's a rule. So we always paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. There's a lot of Klolei Apsak. Ayin Erevin Daf Men Vavam Beis. Ayin Sefer Yad Malachi. There's Svarim that were written. The Sechemda talks a lot about Klolei Apsak. But one of the Klolamar, whenever there's a machloikis between Rami and Rabbi Yehuda, so if it's not clear from the Sugya who the halach is like, we always get a pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, it comes out that be emtza, you could be shoyol mipnei ha-yira, umeshiv mipnei ha-kovoid, bein ha-prokim, you could be shoyol mipnei ha-kovoid, and you could be meshiv shalom l'chol adam. Says Tosis, if that's the case, I'm going to tell you a very practical, important nafke mida l'alacha. Someone's in the middle saying Krishma, he's in the middle of a paragraph. He's be'emtza, he's not being up rocker. He's be'emtza. And the chazin is a little ahead or a little behind. And he says, Kaddish or Kedusha, should you be mafsik to answer Kaddish or Kedusha, or should you not? Says Tosfos, being that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda shita is be'emtza shoyo, b'pnei ha'yira, u'meshiv, b'pnei ha'kovoid, im kein nira, shemuta la'anes Kaddish v'kedusha be'emtza kriyashma. And Tosfos' lashon is, de'ein l'cha m'pnei ha'kovoid gadol mizeh. Because there's no bigger m'pnei ha'kovoid than saying Kaddish and Kedusha. If you see a father, a Rebbe, someone that's an Adam Nichbad, there'd be an idea of being Meshiv Be'emtza. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're being Meshiv, you're answering Kaddish, you're answering Kedusha. So it's Pashit, says Tosfos, that's what should come out. And that is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The halacha is in Simen Samach Vav, Sif Katan Beis. And the Shulchan Aruch says, "If cotton gimel, the kaddish u lekedusha u lebaruchu mafsik afilu beemtza hapasik vechein lemoidim avolo yoymar ela tevas moidim bovan." If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah says not all brachos of kaddish should you answer amen to. He says when the Shulchan Aruch said the kaddish haynu la amen yehesh me rabba v'lo yoymar yizbarach. By the way, and then he says v'yana amen achar damiron ba'olma aval al teskabel yehesh shlama oyseshalim lo yana amen. Doesn't say anything about v'yatzmach. But either way, ke'enu yelo minik ula kedusha. What about kedusha? So Tosfos said kedusha. That's what's brought down to Shulchan Aruch. So he says yoymar rak kaddish 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 ubaruch. Shezeu ikur kedusha v'lo yimloich v'kol shkein shlo yoyman nekadosh v'shar dvarim shomaisifim b'shabes, that you for sure shouldn't say. Either way, so I ain't shum in the Shulchan Aruch for some of the more technical details, but high level, if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that you're meshiv that they have covered afilu be'emtza, comes out of nafkemina if a person's in the middle of Krishma to say kaddish, to say kedusha, that's something that at the very least that you're supposed to be meshiv. But if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Samach Vav, the Shulchan Aruch does say one important caveat to this whole sugi that the Gemara never mentioned, and that is even though we have a machlokes remain Rabbi Yehuda mipnei hakovid mipnei hayira be'emtza mipnei haprakim, says the Shulchan Aruch that this is all true be'emtza from the Ahavta moving forward. However, the Emtza Pasuk HaRishon, if you're holding the middle of the first Pasuk, you're holding Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and by the way, it says the Shulchan Aruch, also Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Eloi Levad, there lo yafsik behem klal. There you shouldn't, imloy mipnei sheyare, unless it's mipnei hayira, but not just yira, shema yehargenu. So it's a question of pekuach nefesh, yeah. But otherwise, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that even though we paskin, you could be meishiv for sure be'emtza, you could even be shoyel be'emtza mipnei hayira. But that's all be'emtza from the ahavta moving forward. Shema baruch shem kavod malchusay. Then you're not allowed to. The Vilna Gaon and Bir Agra says, what's the makar for this? So he says, ayin kesef mishnah shehevi b'shem ramach shekenu b'yerushalmi. But it doesn't say a makar in the sugya. There's no source to this. So what is the Makar? Says the guy, you know what the Makar is? The Makar is something that we're all very familiar with. The Pasuk says that when Yosef had his encounter with Yaakov, Vayeser Yosef Merkaftoi, Vayal Likras Yisrael, not Yaakov, Vayal Likras Yisrael Aviv Goshno. So Yosef is going towards his father, Vayere Elov, and then he saw him, Vayipal Al Tzavorov, and he cried on his chest, Vayev Gal Tzavorov Oit. And he cried even more. Says Rashi, quoting Chazal, Yosef cried. Yaakov didn't cry. Why not? Abu Yaakov lo nafal al tzavori Yosef v'lo noshkoi. But Amr Rabbi Seinu shayukayra Kirishma. Because he was in the middle of Kirishma. Says the Vilna Gaon, this is the Makar that you can't be mafsik in the middle of the Pasuk Kirishoi. Afilo b'pnei hayira. What's his... What's made the Vilna Gaon? So every beer I grow is a riddle. What's the answer? It's very simple. It's because Yosef was a melech, and a melech is a chi of yira. Soim tasim alecha melech, sheteye masoy alecha. Hot ga'art the Vilna Gaon. I don't understand. He was in the middle of saying Kriya Shema. But you have to be mafsik b'emtsam epnei hayira. The teretz is, it was the Pasuk Rishon. And by the Pasuk Rishon, there's no union to be mafsik. Now, the truth is that this is all predicated on an idea, l'chura, that when Yaakov Avinu was saying Kriyashma, he was saying Kriyashma because it was Dizman Kriyashma. And that's what all the Rishonim Nehman, and that's why the Rishonim, the Bali Tosis already, take a look at the Sifsi Chachamim right there on the side, they all ask, why was only Yaakov saying Kriyashma? Why wasn't Yosef saying Kriyashma? If this was the time that you had to say Kriyashma, Yosef was being Oisik and keep it of aim. He had a din of an Oisik b'mitzvah, potem and ha-mitzvah, advarim atik, and this is classic Chumash Torah and Parshas Vayigash. But I'll just tell you one thing that I saw brought down, B'shem D'Chsam Sofer. I never found this inside. But B'shem D'Chsam Sofer, D'Chsam Sofer said that Yaakov Avinu really, this wasn't Zman Krishma, it wasn't Davening Shachris, this wasn't Keminig Avasikin, right before Netzach Hamad, that's not what was going on. Yaakov already Davening Shachris, Yosef already Davening Shachris, this might have been the middle of the day. But Yaakov Avinu saw Yosef, and he was so overwhelmed, he decided to say Kriya Shema. Why? He said, because when you say Kriya Shema, you're supposed to have in mind that you're willing to give up your entire life. Rabbi Akiva said, if I'd ever be zoicha to give up my life, the mesiris nefesh, to be mekayim b'chol nafshecha. That's the kavana that a person's supposed to have when he says Kriya Shema. That's real kabbalas o machas shemayim. That Hashem, I'm willing to give you everything, my entire life. When Yaakov Avinu lost Yosef, he felt that his life wasn't complete. And when he said Kriya Shema, he said, Eibush, I'll give you my life. But what's my life worth? He didn't feel like it was worth that much. When Yaakov saw Yosef, now his life was complete again. He had this unbelievable simcha, and now in his own mind, his life, his chayim, was worth it again. And the first thing he did was he said Kriya Shema. He said, Eibishter, this is the life I'm willing to give you also. Not just my tzebrachana life. Even this life right now, I'm willing to give it to you. And that was the hergish. Chassam Sofer said, that's why Yaakov Avinu at that moment said Kriya Shema, because he felt now he could be mechavin Kriya Shema b'shleimus in a way that he hadn't been able to for a very long time. V'ruyin advarim l'misha avram. Well, either way, it's something about a factor. Bayimine achai, tono devei rabchia. So achai, literally means my brother, but Rashi says Kach Shema. It was actually the name of this Tana. So boy, minei achai tana devei Reb Chiya, mei Reb Chiya. So achai learned in the yeshiva Reb Chiya, and he asked Reb Chiya the following question. He said, "Behalalu megillah mal sheyase. Could you be mafsik in the middle of halal and the middle of the megillah, or no?" So we have a whole sugya being mafsik in the middle of Krishma. What about the middle of halal, the middle of megillah? What's the question? Do you say kavul chaymer Krishma day raisa poisik halal and megillah as well? The rabbanim ibaya oidam, or perhaps pesumen isa adif. Although Krishma is day raisa, halal and megillah aren't, but halal and megillah has an advantage in a way over Krishma. Because Halal is Persume Nisa, and Kriyasa Megillah is Persume Nisa, and you find in Halacha that Persume Nisa actually has certain chumras that maybe even a mitzvah day raisa doesn't have. Amalei, so Rabbi Chiya told Achai, hoisek ve'im bekach klom. Yeah, you could be mafsik. Amar Rabbah. Rabbah said, it's not so simple. This is what it depends on. Yomim shayachid goyim ben asahal. A day that the yachid, or Tosfos says, lav dafke yachid, the first line of Tosfos. The day that we're goyim asahal, we say the whole halal, we say loylanu and ahafti as well, then the halach is being perik leperik poisik. In between paragraphs, it could be poisik. The emtsa perik in a poisik. But in the middle, you can't. The yomim shayin a yachid goyim ben asahal. A day that we don't complete halal, we skip, like Rosh Chodesh. I feel of emtsa perik poisik, then you can be poisik even in the middle of the perik. Faith of our ani, is that true? Varav hashab ikla the gabi de ravino. The yomim shayin a yachid goyim ben asahal. It was a day that they don't finish halal. V'loy posik lay, and he didn't stop for him. And the Gemara is assuming that Rav Bar Shaba was a bakovedig person, and why did Ravina not be mafsik for him? It was Yomim Sheina Yochid Goyim Ben Asahal. How does that shtim with the rules? The Gemara says Shani Rav Bar Shaba the loy chashav leider Ravina. It was a false assumption. Ravina didn't feel Rav Bar Shaba was a kovedig person enough that he could be shoyl nei akovin or meshub nei akovin. It's for that reason he was a mafsik. Now we just went through this Gemara in 12 seconds, and the truth is, this is a very, very important Gemara. Hafeichba v'hafeichba the kulubah. You see a lot of things here. First of all, in this Gemara that we just learned, you see that Kriyas Shema's Dei Raisa. We'll see a lot more about that. It's for sure the Pashtus, but it's not universally accepted. So from this Gemara, you see Kriyas Shema's Dei Raisa. That was the Kal V'chomer. Kriyas Shema's Dei Raisa. You'll see that Halal's the Rabbanon. There's a Shitas Ramban that says Halal on Yontif is a Chiyuv Dei Raisa. So here in this Gemara, at first glance, it would seem that Halal's the Rabbanon. You see also that Mikra Megillah's the Rabbanon. So you say, of course Mikra Megillah's the Rabbanon. The whole Purim story happened at the end of Galus Bavel. So, of course, it's the Rabbanon. Not so simple either. There's a Shagasari and Turei Evan in the Sugi of Afei and Hoi Baisanes. We've spoken this out a few times over the years that says that being that it's Divrei Kabbalah, it could be it's more than just the Rabbanon, less than a Deiraisa, and more than a Rabbanon. You have the idea of Persume Nisa. Why should you not be able to be Mafsik in middle of Halal? Is it because of the Bracha? Or is it because you're giving shvach v'idah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Meaning, not being mafsik in middle of Kriyas Shema, Kabbalah son Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalah son Mitzvahs, there are brachas. Is this related to the bracha? This would be a source then that you make a bracha on Halal, which is what we do, but even on a day that you don't complete the Halal, which is also a big discussion. So there's a lot of talking points in the sugya. We're going to do what we do, which is go weiter. So it's not clear why the Gemara brings this next piece of Gemara. But the Gemara says Ashkion was a Talmid of Rabami. He learned Rabami's yeshiva, and he asked Rabami a question. I think Pashup Shad is that the Gemara said that Achai learned by Rav Chiya, and he asked Rav Chiya. So we're just mentioning another Amora that learned in a yeshiva, and he asked the Rosh Yeshiva a question. So Ashkion Talmid of Rabami asked Rabami, Ashar B'Tainus, if someone's fasting, Maushe Yitoy, could he taste food? What's the question? Achila V'Shtiyah Kabbalah Le'Avolecha. He was Mekabo that he's not going to eat or drink. And it sounds like from the Gemara we're talking about a Tainus Yochid. That's the Lashon HaGemara. Achila v'shtiyah kabel olel. Oydilma, hana kabel olel. No, he meant to say, I'm not going to have any hana, so you can't even taste food. V'yukon, if you taste it, you are having hana. I'm amazed. He told him, toyev eim kach klom. You can taste the food. Tainan avihochi. Matemes, ein atun a bracha. If somebody tastes food, doesn't have to make a bracha. V'ashori b'tainas, and it's a little dollar there. Toyev eim kach klom. You can taste the food, and you don't have to worry about it. Ad kama, what's considered tasting? Ravami, ravasi, tami, ad shir revias. Up to a revias. So the question is, when we say up to revias, does that mean collectively over the course of the day? Up to a revias, what does that mean? As long as you know each drink is less than a revias, maybe that's fine. There's paiskim this way, there's paiskim that way. There is also an idea of maybe this halacha is not only negeya tainus yachid, even though that's the lashon haGemara. Could be it's negeya a tainus tiber as well. So ask your local rabbi. But either way, this is a Gemara makar to maybe be able to taste food at the very least. Also, there's a question what tasting means. Does tasting mean you can actually swallow it? Or does tasting mean you can taste it and spit it out? Amar Rav, Kanois, Saint Shalom Lechaveir, Kaidim Shizbal. Somebody gives Shalom Lechaveir this from before he davens. Kilo Asoi Bama. He made him into a Bama. So, once upon a time, people brought Karbanois on Bamois. Then there were times where you weren't allowed to bring Karbanos on Bamois. So, if someone gives Shalom Lechaveir to his friend before he davens, he's making his friend into like a Getchka or a Bama. Shenemar chidlu lachem min ha'adam asher neshama ba'apoy ki bameh nechshavu. So chidlu lachem min ha'adam asher neshama ba'apoy. Why are you talking to a person asher neshama ba'apoy ki bameh nechshavu? So the Gemara says that Rav Darshan al tikri bameh el abama. You're turning him into a bama. The Marsha says that the tefilos are connected to karbanos. Tefilos connected karbanos tiknon. So if before you daven, before you bring your carbon to Hashem, you go instead and you talk to somebody else, so he's your carbon, that's a bama. That's like a hakrovas chutz. That's the idea of altikri b'meh elabot Shmuel. Shmuel says b'mecha shaftoi loze v'loy l'loika. Shmuel had the same drasha as Rav, but he didn't say altikri b'meh elabama. He said I think the idea of not giving somebody shalom aleichem before you daven is mefurish in the pasuk without changing it from b'meh to b'ma. Right? Read the pasuk. Chidu lochem in adam hashem neshama b'apoy. Don't go over to somebody hashem neshama b'apoy. Ki b'meh nechshavu. What is he worth? Who is he? Al tiftachu b'nedivim. B'ven adam hashem lo yisashua. Teitzei rucha yashav lad masay. Right? What are you comparing him to Hashem? It's, you don't need the drosh al tikra ba el b'ma to bring out the point. It's mefurish in the pasuk. Mas Rav Sheishes. So Rav Sheishes asked the kasha. He said, I hear all this. So we have an idea of kol anoisin shalom lechaver. It's not okay. So Rav Sheshes said, "Beprakim shalom le'akavinu meishiv." And what's the question? Our Mishnah, you're giving shalom aleichem. You're saying aleichem shalom when? During Kriyas Shema. Kriyas Shema is before Shemayin Esra. That's koydim sheyispal. That Chazal's definition of tefillah was always Shemayin Esra. So koydim sheyispal obviously means before Shemayin Esra. This is Kriyas Shema. You have to be soymich kulu tefillah, which means it's before Shemayin Esra. How is that okay? So take him around Rabbi Mashkel Pischa. You have to say that when Rabbi Shmuel said that it's not okay to give shalom lechaver koydim sheyispalo, they meant if you're going to knock on your friend's door, then it's not okay. But if you meet him in shul or he comes over to you, that's already different. Amar Rabbi Bar Rabbi, Amar Rabbi Yischak Bar Ashi. Also, the other last is chafotzav koydim sheyispalo. Person is not allowed to take care of his personal needs before he davens. Shenemar, because the pasuk says tzedek lefonav yahalich v'yosim lederech pa'amav. Tzedek Rashi says here means tefillah. So tzedek lefonav yahalich, first you daven, then v'yosim lederech pa'amav, then you take care of yourself. Amar Rav Idi Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Rashi, kol mespalav achach yoytzel lederech. Similar drasha. Somebody davens and then he does his own personal thing. Hakadosh Baruch Hu oisel lechafatz. Hashem will take care of his needs. He'll have a special siyata d'shmaya. Shenemar, the same pasuk tzedek lefonav yahalich. If a person davens to Hashem, what's the reaction? V'yosem l'derech pa'amav, Hashem will take care of him. Amrab Yoyna, Amrab Zeru. Kol alonshev is yom b'lei chaloyim. If somebody sleeps 7 days, b'lei chaloyim, he didn't have a dream. So 7 nights he went to sleep, and he didn't have a dream. Not a good dream, not a bad dream. Nikra ra, it's a bad thing. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'soveya yolin, bal yipaked ra. So this is a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Yutes. The beginning of the pasuk is Yiras Hashem l'chayim, and then it ends, v'soveya yolin, bal yipaked ra. Al tikri soveya, ela sheva. So Rabbi Yoyna said over in the name of Rabbi Zeru that this is the way you dodge in the pasuk. Not soveya, but sheva. V'sheva yolin, bal yipaked. If someone sleeps 7 nights, bal yipaked, nobody came to him. I mean, he didn't have a dream, he wasn't visited by the Sarah Chaloyim. Ra, it's a bad thing. I heard a different drasha. If someone is zat from learning, he learns a lot of Torah, he satisfies himself with Torah, and then he goes to sleep, he's not going to have any bad dreams. Meaning they won't come to him in a dream and tell him b'surah yisroi. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'saveya yolin bal yipaked ra. The way Rabbi Yochanan Darshan in the pasuk was v'saveya yolin. If somebody goes to sleep saveya zat with Torah bal yipaked ra, he's not going to have a bad dream. We're going to get back to this later. Elu hein bein haprokim. So the Mishnah discussed bein haprokim, and then the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda Omer bein vayomer le'emes v'yatzev lo yafsik. They're not allowed to be mafsik between vayomer and emes v'yatzev. Even though it's a machloikis, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, when you could be mafsik, when you can't be mafsik, but between vayomer and emes v'yatzev, that Rabbi Yehuda said is more chomer. Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yoich. Halacha k'r Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar bein eloikechem le'emes v'yatzev lo yafsik. So you say Hashem eloikechem. Emes, that has to go straight. You're not allowed to be mafsik in between. Now, the context of this is that if you look at the parasha of Kriyishma, meaning the very last parasha, which is the parasha of Vayomer, so how does it end? Ani Hashem Elokeichem, asher etzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, liyos lochem le'elokim, ani Hashem Elokeichem. Emes, whether it's Emes v'yatzev or Emes v'amunah, that's the next part. That's the bracha shela acharel. Stating that, we say Hashem Elokeichem emes. It's based on Rabbi Yehuda's idea that you're not going to be mafsik between Hashem Elokeichem and between emes. Omer Rabbi Avoh and Rabbi Yehuda. My time to Rabbi Yehuda. Why is that such a big deal? Because the pasuk says Vashem Elokim emes. Now this is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Perek Yud. It's the beginning of a pasuk, but you have this concept of Vashem Elokim emes, and that's why it's so common. It says the Gemara Chayzav Oimer emes, Oyenu Chayzav Oimer emes. So what happens if you said Kriyas Shema? You're not going to be mafsik between Ani Hashem Elokeichem and emes. So you said Ani Hashem Elokeichem emes. Then you waited for the Baal Tefillah, for the Rav, and now it's time to go weiter, v'yatzev. Should you say emes v'yatzev again? Because really, emes is part of v'yatzev. We just don't want to be masik. Why is a zecher to that pasuk in your miyo? Hashem elokim emes. But the question is you said it already. So maybe you don't say it again, or maybe you do say it again. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav, Rav Yoichin, a chayz of Aimer Emes." You say it again, Rabba, Amar in a chayz of Aimer Emes. Ahudin Achtim Eder Rabba. There was somebody that was davening in the presence of Rabba. Shomei Rabba, the Amar Emes Emes Treizimi. A Rabba heard him say Emes, and then he said Emes again. Amar Rabba, so Rabba said, "Call Emes Emes Tafsi Lahai." It sounds like this person stuck. Like the recording is stuck. Emes, Emes. Like, why is he saying Emes again? He said it once already. Why are you saying it again? Amar Rav Yosef, come about your hushmaita. So Rav Yosef, I'm going to tell you something really beautiful. Chiyas, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar, Amri ben Marava Arvis, in Eretz Yisrael, you know they daven Mairiv. So when it comes to Kriya Shema, they say like this, Dabriel b'nei Yisrael, v'yomarto aleyem, ani Hashem aloi keichem, Emes. That's the abridged version. So, but... Don't try this at home. And he was very impressed. Rabbi Yosef said, "Kama ma'alya hashmeitzah." I'm like, "Abayas." Abayas said, "My mal yusahu." Well, what's so special about this? In fact, it's wrong because Vam Rav Kano Rav, not for the obvious reason. He said the reason it's wrong is because Rav said, "Lo yaschol." You can't start the third parish of Kriya Shema, or meaning you can't start. You don't have to start. But Vem Hiskel, if you start it, Goymer. The third parish is not really part of Kriya Shema. We instituted it. But the point is to be masculine Yetzias Mitzrayim. And as the Gemara is going to say later, if someone is going to take out the third parasha, if you're going to be a lo yaschol, you'll have to make up the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim later, like Rebbe did in the beginning of the daf. So you'll have to make it up somehow. But for now, if you don't want to say the third parasha, there is such a concept. Lo yaschol, you don't have to. But v'mischol, once you start, you have to finish. Says so. Meaning, how could they do that? How could they start Dabra b'nei Yisrael and then skip to Ani Hashem alekeichem? Says the Gemara. If you're going to tell me v'yaschol, then maybe v'yaschol, that's not called yaschol. Maybe that's not called starting it. V'amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amar Rav Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yaschol. V'amar talem v'yaschol. And what did they say? Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'amar talem. So once you say v'yamar talem, that's already aschala. Amar Papas, Rav Papas said, "Kasavri b'marava." And Eretz Yisrael, they held v'yamar talem not v'yavi aschala. Meaning, it's true. Some hold that it is aschala. Clearly, they held not that way. Ado amar v'asulam tzitzis. Once you say v'asulam tzitzis, that's called a aschala, and it's true v'im hischol gaimer. But v'yamar talem he held was not considered as. Amar Abaya, Abaya said hilchach. So how does this relate to us? This is what they did in Eretz Yisrael. So Abaya was paskening now for Bavel. He said, "Anan us aschule maschalina. We're going to start the komaschli b'marava." Meaning, we're going to say the third parasha of Kriya Shema. If that's what they did in Eretz Yisrael, they started it, we're going to start it as well. V'kivin das chalina and migmar nami garina. And once we start it, we're going to finish it. Meaning, they held v'yamar talem. It's not called starting. I hold it is called starting. So we're going to chap on the minig in Eretz Yisrael, but we're going to be machmer more than them. Because they felt just saying the words v'yamar talem is not called starting, so you could skip to the end. I hold you can't skip to the end. Says the Gemara, v'kivin das chalina, migmar nami garina. Tam rav kalam arav le'yaschol, v'm hischol goymer. Chia barav omar. Omar ani Hashem alekeichem, tzorach loymer emes. If you say the words ani Hashem alekeichem, you have to say emes. Loy omar ani Hashem alekeichem, in it tzorach loymer emes. So pray to the Gemara, what's going on here? V'boy let kuri yitzias Mitzrayim. What happened to the mitzvah remembering yitzias Mitzrayim? So the Gemara says, no, you'll make up for that in another way. The Amar Hachi, Moedem Anachdol Cha Hashem Alekeinu, Shehoitzei Sonu Meretz Mitzrayim, Ufti Sonu Mibeis Avodim, Vasiso Lanu Nisim, Ugvura Yisalayam, Vesharnu Lecha. Meaning there's another way you can make up with the mitzvah of Schiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, exhale. So just a few ha'aras, depending on how much time we have. So let's go backwards. This last Gemara said that in Eretz Yisrael, they had an abbreviated version of how they used to say the third parasha of Kriya Shema. Shema, Baruch Shem Tvei Machus Eloi Levod, V'yahavto, V'yim Shemaya. And then when it came to Vayomer, so they would say like this, Vayomer Hashem Amoish Oleimer, Dabri Al B'nei Yisrael V'yamarto Aleihem, and then they would skip, Ani Hashem Eloi Keichem, Emes. The Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, it's an Eruch Chaim, Simen Yud, brings that the Rajba, and the Rajba is right here, Alatar, asked that how you let it do that? The Gemara says in a few places, "Kol psuka de le paske Moshe le paskina." Now we had a similar idea earlier on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara discussed that the Chachamim wanted to institute Parshas Balak into Kriya Shema. Why? And they didn't. The reason they didn't was because it was too long. So the Gemara says to just pick and choose. So the Gemara said, "Kol parsha de le paske Moshe le paskina." This is a similar idea. In fact, you have to reconcile the two things, but that's also a whole other discussion. But there's Gemaras in several places that say, quote, "Kol psuka deloy paske Moshe, loy paskina." You can't just go ahead and say a half a pasuk. So maybe if you're learning, it's different. But to recite as a declaration of some sorts a half a pasuk, that's something that you're not allowed to do. Freit the Rashba. So how could the people in Marava have said, Dabra b'nei Yisrael, via Mar Taleya, you're stopping in the middle of a pasuk, and then you say, Ani Hashem Alekechem, MS, which is the end of another pasuk. So the Chassam Sofer brings that as Mechutin told him a davar nifla. The Mechutin said that it's not a kasha. You know why? You know why? Because this is really a pasuk. This is a pasuk in Parshas Achri Mois in the Parsha of Arayas. Vayedabra Hashem al Moshe Leimer. This is the introduction to the Parsha of Arayas. Dabra al b'nei Yisrael v'yomarto aleyev. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. K'may Seretz Mitzrayim Hashem Yishafnu Bolei Sasu. The Parsh of Arayas. So he said, it's a real Pasuk. It's a Pasuk of Parsh of Zachrimois. Now that Kavanah wasn't the Pasuk of Parsh of Zachrimois. The Kavanah is a little bit of the beginning of Parsh of Tzitzis, a little bit of the end of Parsh of Tzitzis, but it doesn't fall into this halacha of Kop Sukkah. The Leipaske Moshe Leipaskina says the Chassam Sofer that I heard from my Mechutin. He said, because really it is a Pasuk. It's the Pasuk over here. It's the Pasuk over here in Parsh of Zachrimois. The truth is very, very geschmack. If you take a look at the Shita Mekubetzes, right here on this Gemara, Shita Mekubetzes brings the Rashba's Kasha, says two terutzim, and the second teretz, this is his teretz. But either way, this is not Kol Psuka, the Loi Paske, Moshe, Loi Paskina, because this is a Mefurisha Pasik. Then the Chassam Sofer, this is a well-known tshuva. It's quoted by the Poiskim. The Chassam Sofer talks about this halacha of Kol Psuka, the Loi Paske, Moshe, Loi Paskina. And the Chassam Sofer gives two examples of where we seemingly violate this every single Shabbos, when we make Kiddush. So you make Kiddush Friday night, so what do you say? Yom HaShishi. Now, some people start earlier, Belachash, Vayehi Erev, Vayehi Voiker, Yoim HaShishi. That's the middle of a pasuk. The pasuk starts like this, Vayara Likim as Kol HaShe'asa V'hinei Toiv Ma'oid, Vayehi Erev, Vayehi Voiker, Yoim HaShishi. And then right afterwards, Vayechulu HaShemaya, Ha'aretz V'chol Tzavah, Vayechal Likim. So we start Yoim HaShishi. Or Vayera Vayivoyker Yoim HaShishi. But that's all in the middle of a pasuk. So from the middle of a pasuk, how are you allowed to do that? When you make Kiddush Shabbos day, so then there's already different minhagim. So some people start Zachar Siyem HaShabbos L'Kadsh V'Sheish Yom. But then there's the abridged version, which is Al Kim Berech Hashem Siyem HaShabbos V'Yikacheu. Al Kim Berech Hashem Siyem HaShabbos V'Yikacheu is also the middle of a pasuk. This is the whole pasuk. Ki Sheish Yom Asa Hashem Asa Shemayim V'Sa'as Siyem HaShabbos V'Yikacheu Yaduch V'Yim HaShvi. Al Kim Berech Hashem Siyem HaShabbos V'Yikacheu. So Freitach Sam Sofer, he says, what's going on here? What's with the Minig Yisrael? Kol Psukut Lei Paske Moshe Anan Lei Paskin. How you make Kiddush? We're violating it, and then Shabbos dates and Tzveitin Mol. Al Kiberach Hashem. So he says that he was once sitting with the Chevra, and they were discussing this. There was a Lamdin there. Nisker, he remembered Shabbos Sefer Mogen Giboyrim. And the Sefer Mogen Giborim, he talks about this. The Shom Neumann, dort steht, the Hecha di Issa Asnachta, Oizokev Katan, Shaper Domin. So it's not always true that Kol Psukut Lei Paske Moshe Lei Paskina. You have to look at the trup. So if it's in the middle of a trup, so to speak, then you can't make a short stop, and you can't suddenly say it. But if the trup suggests that there was a pause, then it's already going to be okay. So he said, look at the trup. There's an asnachta under the word moi. Stop. That's why it's okay. And the same thing is, there's an asnachta under the word hashvi. Therefore, you can continue. Al kein berach Hashem es yoyim haShabbos vayikacheu. So the Chassam Sofer says, "Va'amarti nesi sefer v'nechsi." He says, "Bring the sefer. I want to see it inside." Umatzanu, he says, they brought the sefer. It was from the son of the mechabes sefer Yochanan Ubayos Ashaloyri Isav Adhena. Right? Chassam Sofer writes another place. He didn't look a lot as far. He said, "I never seen the sefer. This is the first time I ever saw it." Either way, he went through it, and the Chassam Sofer says he's not masking. And classic Chassam Sofer, two paragraphs of riot that this is not true. You can't suddenly say that based on the trup. That's gonna determine this. In terms of the minigs, the hayyim yashavit, so he struggles a little bit, does the Chassam Sofer. He says, maybe the Chachamim didn't want to start, at least Kiddush Friday night, with Vayara Lekim as Kol HaShe'asa, Vinei Toiv Ma'od, because Chazal say Toiv Ma'od is the Yom HaMavis, and we don't want to be masked at in the Friday night when we sit down to our Shabbos meal. Ayin Sham, Shailos Tshuvas, Chassam Sofer, Erechaim Simen Yod. But just one other thing. So Yom HaShishi, you know, this we've heard. Al Kim Berech Hashem Esviyem Hashabbos V'Kachel. That's also the meaning of a pasuk. But I'll tell you another example during davening that we are mafsik a pasuk to lay paske Moshe, and that is when somebody goes hagba, so what do you say? V'zoisa toira asher som Moshe lifnei bnei Yisrael al pi Hashem biyad Moshe. V'zoisa toira asher som Moshe lifnei bnei Yisrael. That's a pasuk in Parashas Vayeschanan. It doesn't say over there al pi Hashem biyad Moshe. Al pi Hashem biyad Moshe is Bamidbar Perek Tes. It's two. We're taking two psukim and we're sandwiching it together. Al pi Hashem yachanu v'al pi Hashem yisoh es mishmeres Hashem shamaru al pi Hashem biyad Moshe. It's two completely different psukim. So v'zoisa that's one pasuk. Al pi Hashem biyad Moshe. This is another example where you have a pasuk to lay paske Moshe v'anam paskinon. So again, this is something that the Achreinim already talk about. That's the first ha'ara. The second ha'ara is, so we mentioned that there's an idea that you're not allowed to be mafsik between Hashem Elokeichem and Emes. Hashem Elokeichem, Emes. The question is, what happens if you said Hashem Elokeichem MS, and then you waited, and now it's time to say V'yatziv, or it's time to say V'emunah. So do you say MS V'yatziv again, or do you not say MS V'yatziv again? And the Gemara said it was a machlokes amiran. Rabba Vo said, Rabbi Yochanan, chayzavayim MS. Rabba said, ene chayzavayim MS. And then the Gemara told the story, somebody said MS, and Rabba said, is everything okay? Like, why are you saying MS again? You said it once already. Right? So apparently there were different minhagim amongst the amiran. Now, halacha l'maisa, everyone's familiar with this, and that is that the Shliach Tzibur, after he says Kriyashma, so he doesn't say MS a second time. He says Hashem Elokeichem Emes. He says the whole thing since Tzveitamol. And the makar to that is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchas Kriyashma Simin Samach Aleph Sivkot and Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says B'Kriyashma Yesh Reish Mem Hei Tevois. In Kriyashma there's 245 words. U'kidei lahashlim Reish Mem Ches to be mashlim 248 Kenegadei Varav Shal Adam Misayim Shliach Tzibur Hashem Elokeichem Emes. He says Hashem Elokeichem Emes a second time to make up 248. Why? Because the Gemara says, and then the Masecht is, that a person has 248 Evarim. So the 248 words will correspond to the 248 Evarim, and we can get a tikkun in our Evarim by saying the 248 words of Krishma. So says the Shulchan Aruch, that really if you count, it's only 245, so you want to make up for the extra three words that you don't have. So how do you make up for it? The Chazan says, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and everybody else is Yoytze with the Chazan. That's what happens. So we're all Yoytze with the Chazan, and we get those three extra words from the Chazan. So the question is, what happens if someone's davening b'yechidus? So you daven b'yechidus, you don't have the Chazan saying Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So this is already very controversial. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Vimu koyre b'yochid." If you davening b'yechidus, yichavim b'tes vav vavin shebe'emes v'yatzim. So if you davening shachris b'yechidus, so when you come to v'yatzim v'nochim v'kayim v'yoshim v'nemun, if you count it, there's 15 vavs. So he says you should be mechavin by the 15 vavs she'olam tzaddik. The gematria of the 15 vav is 6. 15 times 6, back of the envelope arithmetic is 90. It's connected to Gimel Shemes Havaya. Each Shem Havaya is 26. With the Dalet Oisiyos, the Yud, the K, the Vav, and the K, together is 4. So it's 26 plus 4 is 30. 30 times 3 is 90. The bottom line is that in the 15 vavs, you should be mechavin. You should be mechavin the three Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will make up the three words that you're missing to make up the 248. Now that's 1 minute. The Shulchan Aruch says this. Ayin Shom, it's actually a long Mechaber and Ramah where he talks about different ways to do this. But the more conventional one is to say Kel Melech Neman, right? So before Kriyashma, Kel Melech Neman. So those three words, right? Yochid says it, not the Tzibur. What's the difference? Because when you're with the Tzibur, you have Hashem Elokeichem Emes. The Yechidus, you don't have it. So there's an idea to say, why shouldn't you say Kel Melech Neman? Why is it controversial? Because you'd be mafsik. We just learned the whole sugi. It's not so simple to go ahead and be mafsik. So some say Kel Melech Neman is Rosh Hatevis Amen. So maybe that's in lieu of the Amen that you anyways say after Abaychem Amisol B'Yahavim. Not everybody says Amen. So again, this is a whole big discussion. I'll tell you something interesting. The Minchas Aluza has a tshuva, where somebody asked him, if a woman is davening, and she's saying Krishma, should she say Kel Melech Neman? According to the Noyagim, that they say Kel Melech Neman. Should he say Kel Melech Neman, or should she not say Kel Melech Neman? So what's the shaila? Why not? What's the difference between a man or a woman? The reason is, based on a Rambam, in Hilchas Tumas Meis, from all places, in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin. Amru Chachamim. The Chachamim said, Masayim Ushmoyne V'arbam Evarim Yesh Peish. A man has 248 Evarim. Kol Echad V'Echad Basa V'Gidim V'Etzem, etc. U'Be'isha, a woman, Masayim V'Echad V'Chamishim. She has 251. So not 248. She has 251. Now the Kesef Mishnah right here on this Rambam is Matmiya. He says the Rambam said this Chiddush 251 as opposed to 248. It's Keneged the Gemara. The Gemara is a Masechta Bechoris Daf Mam Mehe Ben Aleph. The Gemara says Maisa, there was a story by Talmidav Shrab Yishmal Sheshalku Zoyna Achas. So apparently they were forced to burn a Zoyna. Sheneschayev Sreifal Melech Batku. So once they burnt the Zoyna, so they said maybe we can come up with some Tayelis La Halacha. Let's learn something here. So they counted her Evarim after she was burnt. Umatsuba Masaya Bechamisha Mishnaya. She had 252. So they went running to their Rebbe. As I understand, I heard 248. Ramach, Ramach, Ramach. It's 252. So Rabbi Shmuel told them, was it a woman or was it a man? Shema B'isha bedakdem. He says, oh, it was a woman. Oh, a woman has four extra. And that's why it was 215. The Rambam says 251. It's this Reiterah. How could the Rambam go connected to Gemara? It's the Kesef Mishnah's Kesef Mishnah's Kasha. Luchas Tumas Mes. Perek Beis Alachazam. But here's the bottom line. Bottom line is a woman, Lechura, Rambam, Perek Beis, Luchas Tumas Mes, the Gemara Mesechtas Pchairis, Taf Mem Hey, Amin Aleph doesn't have 248, but rather she has either 251 or 252. There's a Tosfos in the beginning of the fifth parak of Masechta Soita. This is on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. So the halacha is that if a woman was a Safik Soita, she had to drink the Mayim HaMa'orim. And the Mishnah there says, Keshem Shamayim Boit Genoisa, Kacha Mayim Boit Genoisa. It used to be Boit Akur, and it used to be Boit Akur. So Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi that says, HaMa'orim. Amar Rab Tanchuma, Minyan Hamaorim Neged Reish Mem Chesay Varim Sheyeshba, the Neged Reish Mem Chesay Varim Sheyeshba. Hamaorim is Begamashri of 596. It's 248 times 2. And this is a remiss to what the Mishnah says, that the Mayim Hamaorim weren't only Baidikur, it was Baidikim as well. So this is a Yerushalmi that seems to argue with the Bavli. The Rambam Paskin like the Bavli. Promise he didn't Paskin like the Bavli either. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, a man has 248 Eivar. It's true there's a Yerushalmi that Tosfos quotes in Soita Chav Zayin that a woman also has 248 Eivar. But that's not what the Gemara says of Chayr Staf Mem Hey Amir Aleph. And the Rambam says clearly it's 252. So the Shoyal asked the Minchas Aluzer, if a woman's Davin B'Yechidus, is there any Inyan in saying Keil Melech Neman? Why is she being Mafsik? We're being Mafsik to make up 245 into 248. But she anyways doesn't have Ramach Eivarim. For her, it's a whole different cheshbon. So if it's a different cheshbon, what's the point? So the Mechazalu gave a Kabbalah answer. He said that when we talk about Ramach Eivarim, we don't mean our Ramach Eivarim. We mean the Ramach Eivarim of the Ze'er Ampin, above my pay grade, and that's what we're referring to, and it's those Eivarim that we're being Masakin. It's not ours. Pasha, you learn it's our Eivarim. So the Michas Aluza said that that's not what it means, and if that's the case, it doesn't matter if it's a man saying the Kirishma or if it's a woman saying the Kirishma, but either way, an interesting Shaila and an interesting Nidin as it relates to a woman and Ramach Eivarim. Just one fine Hola'ara, and that is that the Gemara said on Amid Aleph, so we had a few short Mamare Agada, and one of the things the Gemara said was, Omar Rab Chia, Omar Rab Yoichanan. Kol HaMasbi'atz, maybe the very Torah. If somebody learns a lot of Torah, Vilan, and then he goes to sleep. So if a person is Zat from Torah, he learned a lot of Torah. So, Mevasru Nois Absur Yisroi, he's not going to have any bad dreams. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'Saveya Yolin, Bal Yipakidra, V'Saveya Yolin, if someone goes to sleep, Saveya, in what way? He was Masbi'atz, maybe the very Torah, Bal Yipakidra, he doesn't have to worry about the Sarach Haloim. He's not going to hear any bad dreams. The Chassam Sofer in a drasha. So this is one of the drashas that the Chassam Sofer gave on Zayin Adar. It's the first drasha on Zayin Adar. He said this drasha in the year Tov Kuf Samach. He asked the Kasha. He said that the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, Mordechai Yoda is asher kol asher nasa. Mordechai knew everything that was going on. Meaning Mordechai was aware of everything that was happening when the story happened with the gzeira of Haman and Achashverosh. Says Rashi, headed Mordechai na Balachaloim Amaloi Sheskimu al Yoidam Lakach. The Balachaloim came to him and they said, Mordechai, I want you to know this is real. This is a real gzeira. He was notified by the Balachaloim. So again, this is one of the psukim in Esther that you say with the Eicha Nigin. Mordechai Yodas Kolash and Nasav Ayikra. Mordechai is begodav Vayilbash Sak Veifa Vayetze Betoychi Vayizak Zaoka Gedoy Lomar. How did he know? So Rashi says, quoting a Medrash, by the way, Balachaloim Amaloi. Freight the Chsam Soifer. Mordechai wasn't Maspia Asmei Bedivri Torah. Of course he was. So the Chassam Sofer says, why did Mordechai have this nightmare? Why did he have this bad dream? The Baal HaChalim comes to him and he says, Mordechai, I want you to know this is a bad situation. As I freak the Chassam Sofer, how does it stem with this Gemara? Says the Chassam Sofer, it's Pashat. It's only a Besura Ra if there's no Tayelis that's going to come from the dream. So if somebody has a nightmare and there's nothing that he can do about what he was told in his dream, then it's just a basura ra. Clearly, it's a bad thing. And someone that's maspia asked maybe the very Torah doesn't have dreams like that. He's not told basura yisrais. But Mordechai had a practical takeaway. What did Mordechai do as soon as he heard it? Vayikra Mordechai is begada, vayilbash sakve efer, vayizak zaoku gedoylo mara, tainas Esther, and the rest is history. So yeah, Mordechai was able to do something about the dream that he had. That's not a basura ra. A basura ra is when someone is just scared for no reason. Nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's luck so it can fly. Because not only does he have the makkah, he was even told about the makkah before it came. What do you have to know it for? He died with Sarah Beshaita, right? Literally. So what do you have to know before with a dream, with this nevuah, that something was going to happen? But if he could do something about it, if he could do tshuva, if there's something that he could do, lemaisa, that's not a basura. So the Chassam Sofer said that Mordechai's dream, when the Baal HaChalom came to him, that was a basura toiva. To the contrary, it's a heads up that you should know that this is real and do tshuva, and that's why it has nothing to do with this Gemara that we just learned. But I'm going to tell you something very interesting in terms of the rest of the story, and that is that most people are not aware of this, but the Chassam Sofer wrote in the year 1809 an autobiographical account. It reads, I mean, it's hard to believe, but the Chassam Sofer wrote a book slash sefer, and it was about the events that took place in Presburg in the year 1809, which is when Napoleon and the French army laid siege on Austria. And the city of Presburg was at very great risk. And there were nisim and aflois that happened during that time. And the Chassam Sofer wrote, in the first person, he named it Sefer Zikaroy. Some people refer to it as Sefer HaZikaroy. It was translated into English, Presburg under siege. Only parts of it were translated, not the whole thing. But the point is that the Chassam Sofer wrote about the very horrible events that took place in Presburg 1809 and how the Winisim and Aflois that they were saved from. In the beginning of the narrative, when the Chassam Sofer starts talking about what happened, he starts like this. He says, Vihine, this is literally the opening line. Kosafti zois alasha ira lanu haishasa tof kuf samich tes toi Presburg. He said, I knew from the beginning of the year that this was going to be a very bad year in the city of Presburg. He said, because I was having terrible nightmares. I should come upon me many times. And even though we don't believe in Nichosh, but yesh simen. There is an idea. And the Chassam Sofer said, I was very worried about it. And he says, and he says, even though I know that I'm not kedai, that what? That, because if you look at the beginning, he brings this whole shtickle Torah that Hashem would come to me and notify me and tell me that, by the way, you should know something's happening and make sure you do tshuva. But I felt that I have to be chayish, that maybe there's something here. Maybe the Sarah Chalim is coming to me, like the Sarah Chalim came to Mordechai, and he told him, L'tayelas, that maybe get the oil to do tshuva. So I took this seriously. And then he starts talking in detail about his dreams. This was the Leil HaShana Rabba. Achri Kalois Amiris Tilim Kanog. He says, I always have the minig. I say to Tehillim on a Shabbat Rabba at night. He said, Yoshanti Oz Yonuach Lima'at. So I went to sleep for a little bit. V'haruni b'chaloi mavel. I had a horrible dream. The Kocha below Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, I had the same dream. Then he says, the next night was Simchas Torah, and I went into Simchas Torah, the Talmidim were there, they were Sosim, Usmechim, Lasis, Ritzayim, Koinam, and there were candelabras that were lit, and fires and things. And he says, during the dancing, one of the Leichters fell, and there was a huge crash. And he says, nothing happened, but he says, I took that as a bad sign too. Somebody's telling me something. But he said, I didn't tell anybody. V'legolisi davar, v'leheresi ponim aluvois. Imagine, this is Simchas Torah. And the Chassam Sofer is controlling himself. He's putting on a good face. He's happy. He's freilich with the oilam. But he knew he was having these nightmares. And the Sarah Chaloyim was coming to him, like it came to Mordechai, to tell him that something was pending. He says, V'yahi oz be'esh shoru ha-bachrim shirim u'shvachim. When the bachrim was singing, Hoye v'soichem talmud v'asa katan echad, tzonua u'mayli shoykid al dalsei Hashem. There was a tzonua, a big masmid, shmoy reb nochem zatzal ha-koyen. Nosoy libo l'shoyr shir tehillim mizmo oida Hashem b'choleva. So he got up, you know, on the chair, and he started singing. He couldn't remember the next words. Everybody started laughing. And what was funny, how do you not remember these words? He couldn't remember. Anyways, they told him what the words are. He continued singing, and again he forgot the words. And the Chassam Sofer realized, this is not a coincidence. The dreams, the fire fell, and this is happening. I knew something was going on. He says he was very, very scared. He says, then that night, I couldn't sleep.
kocha roiv halelois. Loya umin kiya super. Lashon echzam soifer. The roiv pahamin nefcho leitzir bavinesenu arava.
He goes on. It's getting late, but he describes in great detail how it was bad omen after bad omen, so to speak, that took place in the beginning of the year of 1809. And he realized that this was a siman from Shemayim, the Kachava. That's when Napoleon's army attacked. This is an unbelievable work if you can get your hands on it. It's not easy, but it's absolutely fascinating. First of all, an autobiography in the Chassam Sofer. You know, the Chassam Sofer's Sfarim were written after he passed away. Chassam Sofer never printed a Sefer B'chayev. He never printed all this Torah that we have from the Chassam Sofer. You can fill a whole Sfarim Shafer just from the Chassam Sofer's Torah. Everything was after the Chassam Sofer passed away. He felt that it wasn't necessary for him to print. He wrote a lot, obviously, but he didn't print the Sfarim. So this is an autobiographical account. It reads to a certain degree like a story with good drama. Obviously, it's intertwined with a lot of Torah. He writes in the beginning that even though I'm really telling a story, but I can't just say a story. So we're going to weave it in with Torah. I mean, this is epic. Absolutely, kedai to get your hands on. But again, as it relates to us, the Chassam Sofer starts it with the dreams that he had, and he felt that the Gemara says that there's an idea sometimes that a person can have a dream and it shtus him, but there's nothing to do about it. But then there's an idea where you can have a dream, not just something, but you could do about it. And sometimes a dream where you could do something about it. He said, "Afal pisha eni kedai, but mechash mi a boy, I have to be concerned. Maybe this is like Martchei Tzadik that telling me something." The Kachava.